Hello, everyone. Welcome to Embody Your Worth and Clear Your Fear of Rejection. So, as you know, I'm Tanya Penny, Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Coach, and I support people like you to more fully love yourself, embody your worth, heal past trauma, and if you have chronic illness, it will heal that as well. And I do this by teaching you my mind, body, spirit methodology that I created to heal my own trauma and illnesses. So in this lesson, I'm going to expand on what I shared in the Confidence Unleashed interview to help you to have more confidence, build that worth, and clear those fears of rejection so you can more fully put yourselves out there and be seen and heard and receive more money, clients, etc. So I think it's important to touch on why it's important to do this, why it's important to cultivate, embody your worth, and clear those fears of rejection. So as I spoke about somewhat in the interview, that not feeling 100% worthy and having these fears of rejection can actually hold you back from being your authentic self when you are showing up and meeting with clients, potential clients, teaching classes, etc. It can keep you from putting yourself out there in a bigger way so that, you know, your divine clients can find you. And it can hold you back from actually creating what you are being guided to create or do in your business and really all areas of your life. This doesn't just affect your business. Your worth and your fear of rejection can affect you in relationships and just all areas of your life. So that's why it's so important that we work on doing this. So why do we have this lack of worth, not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough? Why do we have this fear of rejection? And as I explained in the interview, you know, most of us had at least one parent, or maybe it was a sibling or a caregiver, or even peers at school that you didn't feel completely accepted and loved by. You weren't treated in a way that made you feel important or good enough. You might have been criticized. You might have been teased, embarrassed, ignored, felt pushed to the side or left out by any of those people growing up. And so when we are treated in that way, any of the ways I just mentioned, we take on the belief that we're not good enough. If we're being treated this way, there must be something wrong with us. We're not good enough. And then we start to fear that rejection. So we might withdraw. We might not be as outgoing. We might not be our authentic self for fear of being teased, criticized, ultimately rejected. And so, you know, this happens in childhood, and as we move into adulthood, we are still holding on to these fears and beliefs, the I'm not good enough belief, until we become aware of it like we are right now and then learn tools to shift it. So that's the good news. And again, we're not blaming our parents. We're not trying to blame anyone here. It's just most suffering things in varying degrees. So you might find it helpful to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how worthy you feel just being you, right? Not having to do anything, but just being who you naturally are. Scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not much, 10 being 100%. So you might want to rate that, and then also rate on a scale of 1 to 10, how big is your fear of rejection? How much is it holding you back? And again, you might put 10, like it's completely holding me back, 1, not that much. So the scales are kind of flipped for each one. So you might want to pause this and take a minute to write and reflect. and give yourself a number. And again, we're not doing this to beat ourselves up. We're doing this to become aware of where we are now and then use the tools that I'm going to be suggesting later on. And then again, checking in to see how those tools are working. We're more likely to use our tools if we see that they're working. So as a side note too, I just want to put in that, you know, as a child, when we felt rejected and then not good enough because we felt rejected, it felt like death. So now this part of you, this wounded part of you, it could be your 6-year-old, your 8-year-old, your 12-year-old part of you. Now this part of you is deathly afraid of being rejected again, feels not good enough and is deathly afraid of being rejected. Because as a child, it was really hard to handle that. And most of us, you know, didn't have parents that could help us beyond that. Like they really didn't know how to deal with it either. And many of them were, you know, were at the root of it. So of course they weren't going to help you if they were at the root of it. Like, you know, my mom was really critical, like really, really, really critical. And my dad was too. Actually, both of my parents were, just kind of in different ways. And so I did as much as I could to be quote unquote perfect, to not make a mistake. And I really had to work on that when I, you know, pretty much through my whole OT career. And then as I started my business, I had to work on it on an even deeper level in order to grow my business and attract clients, receive clients and money. Okay, so that is the why. And so how do we heal this? How do we embody more self-worth? And how do we clear this fear of rejection? And I teach a lot of different tools, but I'm specifically going to be teaching you two of my main tools today in a little bit. We're going to first talk about those beliefs, but there is a self-healing process and then also a guided therapeutic meditation practice. And I'm going to give you, you're going to have a sample of both. But let's talk a little bit more about our beliefs, these fears and beliefs that we picked up given our trauma or past negative experiences. So we know that what we believe is what we attract, number one. And that also the beliefs that we hold, the beliefs and fears that we hold, affect the actions we take. So it would only make sense to become aware of what are those limiting beliefs and fears. And then we want to work with them and plant the seeds also for what is true now. And probably what was always true, we just didn't know it. So I'm going to take you through a few examples, and there's a lot of different beliefs, but I'm going to give you a few of the main ones having to do with this topic. So a very common belief is I'm not good enough. So we pick that up given the way, again, we were treated growing up. We pick up these beliefs and fears. I'll be rejected. It's not safe to be or express my authentic self might be a limiting belief you hold. It's not safe to be seen and heard. So those are a few of the most common ones that we hold that have to do with our worth and also with our fears of rejection. So once you become aware of the limiting belief or fear, so pause this if you need to and write down what are those limiting beliefs or fears you picked up given how you were treated in childhood. And you might even want to back up a step and write down why. How were you treated by parents, siblings, peers that made you feel not good enough, not worthy, that made you have this fear of rejection to begin with? So let's go ahead and start there, actually. Go ahead and write down, describe how you were treated that caused you to pick up these beliefs and fears. And pause this and take as much time as you need to do that. And then step two would be to actually write down what is the limiting belief or fear that you picked up that you are likely still holding, even if it's 10%. So here's the thing, even if you've done, and I know many of you have done a lot of work already on healing this kind of stuff, but here's the deal, even if you still have it 5%, it's going to affect you. So my goal for all of my clients and myself is to heal this belief, these limiting beliefs and fears 100%. So write down that fear or fears and limiting beliefs. I gave you a few examples and there's many more. I'll be teased, I'll be criticized if I'm authentic. I'll be teased, criticized if I put myself out there. Embarrassed is another example. And then after you have the limiting belief or fear, then we want to shine the light on what is actually true. And it might have always been true. So I'm going to give you some examples again. So the truth is, I'm always good enough or worthy, no matter what I do or don't do, no matter who approves of me or likes me, right? No matter how I was treated growing up, I am good enough. I am worthy. And oftentimes, you know, another part of this truth is, you know, if I was treated that way growing up, whoever treated me in a way that was not, you know, made me feel worthwhile, good enough, lovable, the way that they treated me often had to do with they didn't actually like themselves. And so they projected it onto me, right? A lot of times our parents or a kid at school or maybe another caregiver didn't feel secure, didn't feel good enough, didn't love themselves, like themselves. And so they projected it onto you to make themselves feel better, right? Like my dad criticized me, my mom criticized me because they actually didn't feel good about themselves. Oftentimes, it's going to sound weird, but they were jealous. They didn't feel good enough. So if we did something good or we got praise from somebody else, they felt jealous a lot of the time. And so then would put us down. A sibling as well, peers and siblings. Another truth is maybe they just weren't capable of showing me that love and acceptance, that unconditional love and acceptance the way that I needed. But it has nothing to do with my worthiness. Another truth you might want to work with is it's now safe to fully express myself. It's safe to put myself out there in a bigger way because I'm capable of handling rejection now. Because here's the deal, not everyone is here to like me. I'm not here to be liked by everybody. Not everyone is going to want what I have to offer. But my divine clients will, right? My divine clients are going to appreciate and want to work with me when I'm being my authentic self. Yes, I'm going to be rejected by some, but then I'm going to have all these other people that want to work with me or want to buy what I have to offer because I'm fully being myself. So those are some truths to work with. So go ahead and take a few moments to pause and write down some opposite truths that this wounded part of you needs to hear. And again, this doesn't happen overnight. That's why I teach the tools that I do, which I'll talk about in a little bit. Okay, so once you have the limiting belief / fears, and then the opposite beliefs / truths, now we can begin to use the tools. So one of the main tools I teach is called the Guided Therapeutic Meditation Practice. And you have a sample practice that is helping you to shift the fears having to do with what we just spoke about. And so the cool thing about the Guided Therapeutic Meditation Practice is you can push play as you fall asleep at night. You do not have to hear a word of it. This works more on a more subconscious, unconscious level. So you don't have to be awake. It rewires the brain as you sleep. It also helps shift not only the beliefs, but it helps to release the fears, any other emotions like anxiety, overwhelm, insecurity, and it helps you to more deeply connect with and accept all parts of you. Okay. So I recommend to use the Guided Therapeutic Meditation Practice 1 to 3 times a day. And again, you have a sample practice. Now, those of you who want to go deeper with me, whether it's in a private session, we can record a personalized guided practice, or in one of my programs, you have more specific practices. So you've got this sample practice to use for a little while. And then if you want to continue to use this tool, you can sign up in one of the ways below this audio. And again, listen to the guided therapeutic meditation practice for the best results 1 to 3 times a day. So a lot of my clients will listen before, right before they teach a class or have a discovery session or are working with their private clients, a speaking event, working on a project, etc. Also listening as you fall asleep at night's good, listening first thing in the morning, kind of whatever works for you. And then the second main tool that is super powerful is what I call the self-healing process. So I took you through a mini version on the interview, like a really mini version. And so this process is more of a conscious healing of this original wound that made you feel not good enough, that made you feel, it made you feel not good enough. It made you feel afraid of rejection, of being rejected again. So you also have a sample of this. And the one that I'm giving you to sample, to try for a little while, is called the wound healing process. But again, if you want to continue to work together, we oftentimes in my private sessions, I take people through their own personal process to heal their specific wound. And then the 3P program is also really good. We work on the perfection, people pleasing, pretending to be superhuman, all things that occur, unhealthy patterns that occur because of that original wound growing up, the not feeling good enough, feeling rejected. And then also you get all of what I just mentioned if you want to join me for the Vibrant Body Biz Life in Biz Journey. That is a year-long program where not only do we work on your business how-tos, but we work on all this other important, you know, clearing out the fears and building that self-worth. So go ahead and, oh, in the process, I recommend to use that 2 to 3 times a week. So the guided meditation practice, 1 to 3 times a day, and the process 2 to 3 times a week. And people say, oh, Tanya, I don't have time. Guess what? You've got to make the time if you want to shift these limiting beliefs. It's not a one and done type of deal. It's not even enough to know that you have them. That's the first step. But then you've got to actively use tools to shift those limiting beliefs and fears and plant the seeds for what is true. All right, you guys. Hopefully this is helpful. And it is my greatest wish and mission to help everyone on the planet more fully love themselves, embody their worth, so not only you can more fully live your passions and purpose on the planet, but so that you can receive abundance in all areas of your life, not just your business, right? Relationships, obviously those of you who have health issues, this is one of the root causes. And yeah, so I'm really excited to have this opportunity to share this with you. And feel free if you have any questions to email me, tanya@tanyapenny.com. And I look forward to continuing to support you to walk this journey, which is, wow, it's a really powerful time. Things are moving fast right now and huge opportunities to release all of these past wounds so that you can fully shine your light and be who you're here to be on the planet. All right. Love you. Sending lots of courage. Bye.